Good morning. Good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. And saints, if we are to be honest about what the Lord has done in our lives, we would have to say He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. We have to be honest and say that He has been faithful. He has been kind. He has been just. He has been merciful. He has been the everlasting God who has been there for us. Listen to me carefully this morning. God is available to my sister, my brother, who's trying to sort some things out. To my sister, my brother, who's trying to figure some things out. Listen to me carefully. God is available. Stop believing that when you go through trouble, when you go through trial, when you go through situations, that God is an alienation God. He leaves you by the side. That's not true. God looks for you to come to Him so that He can give you relief and rest from your situation. God has given you this moment. This moment is ordained by God. And because God has given you this moment, and that this moment is ordained by Him, everything you need will be wrapped up in Him, not in the worldly and earthly possessions. So you cannot look to a doctor to solve an issue that the doctor have told you that you have a problem with. You cannot look to people because they are your biggest problems. You must look to God. God says, I am available. This morning when I woke up, that's the word the Lord continued to ring in my spirit as I began to pray for many people who we know are going through trials and tribulations, who are going through hurt, who are going through things. And the Lord says to me in my personal life, He says to me in this ministry, He says to me, as I pray for you, I am available. I am available in trouble. I am available to help. I am available. We look to people. We look to things. God is saying, in the stillness of this moment, in the stillness of this moment, I need you to trust that He is available. God is saying, trust me. I am your heavy load sharer. Trust me. I am your burden bearer. Trust me. You have not because you ask not. Listen, you can cast all your cares upon Him, and He will handle them. Because He made heaven and earth. Stop believing Satan has power over your life. He does not. Satan does not have the authority to do anything in your life. He must go to God and get the permission to execute whatever he wants to execute. And once God has evaluated it and recognized the alignment of your life with His will, He either will permit it or He will not permit it. If He permits it, it's going to bless your life. It's going to strengthen your life. It's going to build your life. It's going to give your life more. If He restricts it, it's not designed for you. And there are many things that have happened that you're not aware of. The old deacons, when they prayed, they would say, Lord, thank you for the seen and the unseen dangers that you've covered. There are things you don't see that came up against you, heart attacks. There are things, bullets. There are things that came up against you to try to take you out. And God said, that is not in alignment with what I have for her life. That is not in alignment for what I have for his life. So that's not going to happen, Satan. Satan wanted you defeated a long time ago. But God continues to block the things that are not a part of His will for your life. He is in control. He's omnipresent, He's omnipotent, and He's omniscient, which means we believe God is everywhere with all power and knows all things. And since we believe that, we stand on it, and our faith is rooted in that. So I need you today to recognize the availability of God for your situation. God says, don't you dare worry, because worry is a threat and an enemy to our faith. If Satan can have you worried, then what Satan does is he wins, because you worry and you get beat down. But you have to beat Satan down with your faith. You have to trust God when trusting God does not make sense. You have to trust God when you don't see or sense the presence of God. I know that God is real. I believe that God is real. Some of the hardest decisions that I've had to make in my life, I had to go to God and say, God, are you sure? I don't see the path forward, God. God, are you sure this is what you want me to do? And just a few weeks ago, as while preaching at East Zion Fair, the Lord reminded me when I said, get up, stop praying, and start progressing. I shared that with the saints of God. Sometimes I know it's hard to believe as a child of God that the Lord would say, stop praying. But there are times when God is saying, stop praying. You done prayed about that thing long enough. I've given you my answer. Now, your flesh is not going to be happy with this answer. Your flesh wants me to change my mind. But God is not in the business of pleasing our flesh. God is in the business of building our Christian character. He wants us to look more like him. So this morning, I come to you with a conversation of recognizing who you are in God. You are a giant. You may not be, and your status in the church may not be as large as the pastor's status, but status doesn't matter to God. You may not have the gifts and the abilities that some people in your congregation may have. But God never judges us by our gifts and our abilities. God judges us by our availability. Not our abilities, but by our availability. Are you available for God to use you in the way that God desires to use you? This morning, honestly, when I woke up, I was praying for certain people because there were some things that's going on in my spirit. And the Lord says, you're going to have to stop praying, Curry, about that. I've given you my answer. Now you have to execute. And I say to all of you who listen to me, I need you to execute. I need you to trust God. Take the step outward and watch how God bless your life. It's not going to be comfortable, brother. Sister, it's not going to be comfortable. Sometimes, I learned this when going to stretch class and when going to different training programs with conditioning, that you have to become uncomfortable to become comfortable. You have to condition yourself under uncomfortability in order for you to start being comfortable with the fact that you're growing and you're getting stronger. God made us a promise. Do y'all hear me this morning? God made us a promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That promise from God has been true since the day you were born. I don't care what your age is today, whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, your 90s. I don't know what your age is, but the faithfulness of God, him being available, never leaving you, is a word that he's given us, and he's never come short of it. I beg you this morning, while you are trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. I need you to trust God. Take the step. It's going to hurt. It's going to be uncomfortable. Listen, I tell everybody the truth. I am very afraid of needles. Man, it just does me horrible. And every year I have to get all of these needles to make sure, and sometimes twice a year, to make sure everything is going well in my life, make sure nothing is brewing, because I'm one who believes in going to the doctor. I believe in doing a checkup to see what's going on, to make sure I stay healthy, because I want to live for the Lord. I want to live for my family. But listen to me carefully. God is saying, even though I am afraid of needles, I go through the process anyway, because I have to be able to get the blood work done in order for me to know what's going on with my body. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you. You go through the uncomfortability of what you're not comfortable with so you can become stronger and aware of your Christian walk with the Lord. You can become stronger dependent on the Lord. We depend on ourselves. We depend on people. And God is saying, it's time for you to depend on me. You look to yourself, your money, your abilities. God is saying, it's not in your hand, it's in my hand. Today, as we come together on this day, the second day in the month of September, can you believe we are almost at the end of the year already? The second day in the month of September, God is saying to you, I am available for you. I am just a whisper away. Now listen, take the step. Take the step and trust him. It's going to be all right. You're going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to feel good, but it's going to help you and bless your life. I am convinced, I am thoroughly convinced that the Lord has already responded to everything you need. You may think it may be very uncomfortable, but once the needle is in and the blood is being drawn, I am all right. The biggest part is me worrying about them finding the vein and sticking me and how much it's going to hurt. But once the needle is in, I'm okay. I'll start talking again. I beg all of you, let God, try God. He knows what he's doing. All of your life, he's been faithful. All of your life, he's made a way for you. All of your life, he's protected you. All of your life, he's guarded you. And for those of you who are praying for loved ones and family members, today, this morning, Brother Pete, I don't know if you were on the call this morning. You came up strong in my spirit because you want the Lord to respond in such a way where you can be very comfortable. But listen, Brother Pete, if you're listening to me this morning, we have to allow God to arise, and we have to allow God to do his work. God says to all of us, I will be with you. God says, when life gives us the shifts and the turns, you have to flow with God. He knows what he's doing. He knows what's best for us. For every other person who's listening to me this morning, let God be God of your life. You cannot hang out with God only when he's making you happy. You have to hang out with God and trust God, even in the sad moments, even in the uncertain moments, even in the moments when you just don't know where life is taking you. God is faithful. My pastor, who's gone home to be with the Lord, that was another disappointing moment in my life, but it showed me a lot of good stuff. My pastor said to me and the other brother who was raised with me at my church, he said, God handles his business, and our job is to trust him. We're not always going to be comfortable, but we got to trust him. We have to trust him. Sometimes my daughter reminds me two and three times of something I told her I was going to handle. And I'll say to her quickly, have I ever not done what I said I was going to do? Now, there are times I can forget things. I got to be honest because I'm not infallible. But I want to build up a trust in her that when she says something to her father and her father gives his word is going to be strong. And I want her to stop having to have asked me so many times as if I'm going to disappoint her like others may have done. And that's the way God is looking at us. You don't have to keep asking God. Tell him what the issue is. Get his response and step out in faith. That's a good word for you today. That's a good word for you, Brother Pete. That's a good word for all of you who are listening to me today. That's a powerful word. Trust God today. Here, talk to him about it. After you've talked to him, hear what he says and step. Don't sit stagnated. Don't sit still. I need you to step out, and I need you to say, God, whatever your will is, I'm going to be satisfied. We often say when we are happy with the Lord, whichever way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. But we don't realize that there are some blessings that comes in a hospital, while we're in a hospital gown, while we're in the hospital suffering through some sickness. There are blessings. And see, we think a blessing is only what pleases the flesh. Sometimes the blessing is in our growth, experiencing things that we don't want to go through. So this morning, I wanted to come to you with a conversational voice today. There are times when I'm going into the word very strongly. But today, the Lord's word in the top of the hour is, I'm available to help. You got to trust him. You can't go to him and tell him what you want. You're not in charge. You're not in charge, my sister, my brother. God is in control. God is in charge. Now, if you go to him, you say to him, help me, Lord. Help me through this season. Everything in life is a season for us. Help me to handle what you have for me. Because if you can handle, you can help me handle what you have before me, no weapon that's formed against me will prosper. I will stay motivated, consecrated, and dedicated. I will stay ready to run on to see what the end will be. When they were threatening Paul, and they were telling Paul, we're going to kill you. Paul said, well, if you kill me, to die, I'll be in the presence of the Lord. We'll let you live, and we'll just make you suffer. He says, to live is Christ. He had made up his mind. The Lord is in control, not my captors, not the people who think they got me bound down. The Lord is in control. And if you can believe that, sis, if you can believe that, bruh, let me tell you, you can have whatever you say. If you can believe that the Lord is in control of your total life, the totality of your life is in his hand, then whatever happens, you know what you'll say? I'm looking for God in this. Because that's my new language. That's my new belief. That's how I feel. And you notice I said new, because there were times when I was just worried about this. But even though I was praying, I kept my eye open, one eye open, looking at it. But if we really believe that God's got this, then we're going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. The sun will shine again. The rain will pass by. Last night there was a major thunderstorm in the state of Delaware. It was major, and it was thundering and lightning, and some lights went out. But it passed. That was the season. Some people were afraid for a moment. It passed. You will live to tell the story. You will live to give the testimony. The text of today is Psalm 46. Everybody know that text. The text is Psalm 46. This morning I woke up, I had something else prepared for you all. But the Lord dropped all of this in my spirit since I've been talking to you. Listen, Psalm 46 is what we're going to use for our text today. And listen to the words of the text. God is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in trouble. Can I read it to you again? God is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in trouble. You have heard that scripture many times. Some of you have heard it at funerals. Some of you have heard your pastors preach it. But listen to me this morning. God is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help. And if I was to break down to his totality, God is our coverer, our muscle, and always present to help us when we are facing trouble. The word of God to you this morning is simple. In trouble, God is everything we need for him to be. In uncomfortability, God is everything we need for him to be. I don't care what the circumstance is. I don't care what you're going through. And when I use the word I don't care, I don't mean it in a negative way, but I'm tired of hearing the excuses. I'm tired of us holding on to certain things, putting the buts in God's sentences when God is saying, I have spoken. God is everything we need him to be. God provides all the safety and power we need when life gets hard. And if you keep living, life is going to get hard. Tough times is still yet to come. But God says, I'm everything you need me to be. Whatever you need, God is. We can go through all the lists that Israel called him. That won't help you. You have to trust him in the moment that you're in. That was good, Pastor. You got to trust him in the moment that you're in. The moment that you're in has been designed and permitted by God. God has you on a trajectory on your way somewhere. And as I opened up this morning, if it was not going to bless your journey, it would not have happened. If it was not going to bless your journey, it would not happen. We look at death as if death is the worst thing in the world. But death for real is a reward. We leave this world of temporary and go to that world of no more. Here is always some more. We need some more love. We need some more money. We need some more health. We need some more peace. We need some more joy. We need some more happiness. We need some more. We need some more. We need some more. We need some more. But when we leave this world, we go into that land of no more. There's no more need. There's no more hurt. There's no more sorrow. There's no more. We're ever in the presence of God. So for those of you who may be experiencing loved ones who may be transitioning, or even the doctor may have said something to you that's gotten you worried about your tomorrow, God is saying, trust me. Hang out with me. Let every day you live be enjoyed. Don't you dare allow that devil to say, oh, death is coming and it's going to crack you and break you. No, it will make you and define you, because that's what every experience in life is designed to do. God is always, hear me, God is always present to help when we face challenges, changes, and confusing moments in our lives. I cannot think of a time when I was going through anything that God was not present to help. And sometimes we say, call him up and he'll be on the way. No, he's a present help. Listen to the words of the text again. God is, not God will be. God is, not God can be. It says God is. It's a definitive. God is our refuge, our strength, our ever-present, not on the way present, but our ever-present help in trouble, in trial, in tribulation, in tension. Listen to me, and I want you to listen to me carefully. The words of our text today, even though we've read them many thousands of times, are words of reassuring peace, reassuring strength, and reassuring comfort. I want you to believe that today. God sends his word to you. I am your refuge. God sends his word to you, my brother. I am your strength. I am your present help. Now, you get to choose whether or not you want to accept that. You get to choose whether or not you want to believe that, because God won't stop being God because of your faith. It is your faith that gets you connected to the power, the peace, the strength, and the comfort that he's available to give you in every moment of your life. Peace. God is our peace, and that God is everything we need when we're faced with the hardships of life. He's our peace. Everybody else falling apart. He's our peace. Strengthen that. God is our muscle of protection when life tries to bully and overcome us. And let me tell you, life will do it to you. Life will bully you. Life will push you. Life will try to make you think you're going crazy. But God is our strength. He gives us the muscle to be able to get up. But God is also our comfort. And I want you to understand that. And the presence of God's power and God's presence power, listen to me, he is reassuring us that the devastating moment, that the disappointing moment will pass. Yes, he puts his arms around us. He reminds us, you're wrapped in my bosom. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let this destroy you. I'm going to be your protector, your provider, your keeper, your refuge, your strength. I'm going to be everything you need. You just trust me. If you really want to console a child, when they're crying, you pick them up and you put them close to you. You rock them a little bit and you rub their back. You tell them and give them reassurance that everything is going to be all right. And that's what God is ready to do for all of us, whatever we are going through. I need you to trust that that devastating moment is only devastating to the flesh. But God knew it and knew that it would fit in line with what he's doing in your life. Hear me, my brother. God is everything that we need. If there's a need in our lives, I want you to know that God can solve it. The question of how is on the table. How in trouble is God everything we need? One, because of his wisdom. He knows everything. He understands stuff. He knows where your life is to go. He understands that the devil can't do nothing he won't allow. This is the whole purpose of Job's story to be written in the Word of God. Because the devil had to go to God and say, "Can I? Give me permission." So since God has given permission for whatever has happened in your life, look for the God factor in it. Look for all things working together for your good. Stop trying to keep everything so safe in your life. Look for God to do it. And not only is God everything we need in trouble because of his wisdom, but also because of his works. You already know what God can do. You watch what he's done for others, but don't stop there. You've seen what he's done for you. You've seen how he made a way for you. You've seen how he bridged gaps for you. You've seen how he opened doors for you. All of your life, don't you dare define your life by one season, by what's currently happening. When you were down to nothing, God blessed you and lifted you up. God made a way. God healed you before. You know his works. That's how I know in trouble, he's everything we need. His wisdom, yes, because of that wisdom, because of his works, but also because of his word. Listen, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain forever. If God has put his word on it, if God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If God said, "I'm never going to leave you," he's never going to leave you. If God said, "I'm your refuge," he's going to be your refuge. If he says he's your strength, he's going to be your strength. If he says he's your present help, he's going to be your present help. Because listen, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. God says it, and it is so. We have to trust the word of God. The word of God that has been written, the word of God that has been articulated, the word of God that's coming to you right now. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe God, you got to believe Jesus. And Jesus is our strength, he's our power, he's our might, and he's our wisdom. Lift your head, saints, and be lifted up. Lift your head, saints, and understand the power and the working of God. Let's pray together. As we pray, I want you to remember, God is everything we need in trouble. Father, thank you. Thank you for the word of God today. Thank you for the reassurance that you are ours. Blessed assurance, you're ours. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation. Listen, I thank you, God, for everything you have done. I thank you for everything that you are doing. I thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do. You reassured us in your word today that you are our present help. You reassure us today that you are there with us. You are providing for us. So this morning, we lift every person that can hear my voice. Father, bless their lives. Strengthen their lives. Take them through what they're going through, that they may go to their next season. And when they get to their next season, they can look back over their lives and say to themselves, had it not been for you, not their money, not their prestige, not their family, not their friends, but if it had not been for you, they would never have made it. Help us to be stronger in you. Help us to understand you. Help us to understand your voice and your direction. I pray that today, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift this morning, Brother Kenan Hunt. This morning, God, that's your son, and God, he's in your hands. Father, whatever your desire is, we yield to your will. We pray for a miracle. We pray for a turn. But God, you have already preordained before the foundations of the world all of our destiny and all of our times of when we are going to be on this earth. So Father, we pray for the miracle. We believe and we know that you can do anything but fail. We know that you can turn death into life. We can turn sickness into health. You can turn weakness into strength. We know you can do it. So Father, knowing what we know, We ask for a miracle. We believe a miracle. But God, we know your will shall be done. So whatever your will is, God, we yield to it. But God, we pray for a miracle this morning. And God, we pray for Brother Pink this morning. I pray, God, you will strengthen him. I pray, God, that you will give him the understanding, the wisdom, the knowledge to accept your will, regardless of which way life turns, to accept your will and learn the lessons of your will, that he may be strengthened in you. We lift this morning Sister Karen Samuels. I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen her on every side. I pray, God, that you will continue to build her up. Father, we understand setbacks, but God, every setback is a great deal for a comeback, a stronger comeback. Continue to strengthen her and continue to protect her. We ask that you will continue to wrap your arms around Brother Robert Coleman. Continue to hold him close to you. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones today. God, we ask that you will continue to bless her and strengthen her. We thank you for the miracles that you have bestowed upon her life. God, you showed us what a miracle really looks like as you blessed her and as you strengthened in her day by day and moment by moment. We continue to lift up Sister Ashley and Michelle. Continue to strengthen them, God, and continue to protect them. Continue to bless Brother Ben Mobley, God. We thank you for all of these who are on the prayer list, but there are those who have brought prayer lists to this call. And Father, I don't know their names. I don't know their situations, but God, the word of God was clear today. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our present help. So Father, we send you to their circumstances, and Father, according to your will, let it be so. Heal, deliver, and set free. Bring salvation where salvation is needed in the name of Jesus. Be the protection that is needed, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, now, we bless you, and we thank you. At the top of the week, we're going to go through the rest of this week with our heads lifted up and our heart filled with praise, recognizing that you are God who never fails us. You are God who sticks by us. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And God, we give you all the praise. We pray today for every person that can hear me. God, you fix it. God, you work it out. God, you provide the way. God, you be our will in the middle of a will. Something's going to happen that we don't understand, but God, you be our wisdom. Lead and guide us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every person that's on this call from Texas all the way through Boston. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would have your way in their lives. Strengthen, God, protect, cover, and keep. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This call is no longer being recorded.
It's a constant, like, no, it was now.
Have a blessed day.